Let me tell you something. There's nothing you can ever desire as a believer that he has not planned something bigger than that. Especially when you have winned your heart. You know, the world can give you agenda. You know that? I mean, Bishop was with me in Israel. When we went to preach, I went to preach a full gospel during the week. He said, I should preach on... Bishop, what's it again? Discovering your ministry. Thank you. And I said, there's a ministry of God and there's a ministry of the world. You know, ministry of the world? You must buy a car, you must build a house, one in the village, one in Enugu. You know what I'm saying? You must do this. That's the ministry of the world. You must do. It's an assignment. Every one they are giving you money, that's the first thing you plot for. Everything, yeah, you must. As a man, as a woman, yeah, you must. That's the ministry of the world. Should Christians have homes? Yes. Should they have cars? Yes. They want 10 houses. Should they have it? If they want it, no problem. But how do they get it? They are added unto them. What do you mean added? They don't struggle for it. A time comes. The rock, the Bible says when the crop permits, they put in the sickle because the harvest has come. As a Christian, just know when your harvest has come and you collect it. Anything you have to struggle and break your head over, the harvest has not yet come. So there's a ministry of the world. That's what I'm saying. So people oftentimes, they are occupied with the ministry of the world. But when a man focuses on the ministry of God, that's what I'm talking about. What God does is that he takes him from one season into the next according to divine appointment. Not by human struggles. So what the person does in each season is he occupies each season until God opens the door for the next. Are you getting what I'm saying? I was saying that there's nothing you want to ever imagine that God has not planned something bigger than that for you. As long as you are not following the ministry of the world. That's what I was saying by that. And listen, for that reason, anything you can dream of. Listen to me. Anything you can conceive, having rejected the ministry of the world. Hear me, saints of God, it has an appointed time. And in its season, it will come to pass whether you struggle for it or not. I said struggle for it or not. There are those who struggle for it, and it still comes. Because since they are struggling for it, do you get my point? They walked totally in righteousness, and God continued their life with frustration. You didn't hear what I said properly. They were struggling, God was frustrating them. But because they continually walked in righteousness, in due season, he still gave it to them. Are you getting my point? Those are the ones that cause confusions in the life of Christians. They start testifying. Oh, I suffered. I suffer. There are times we went without food for 4 years. God said, it was me frustrating you so that you will not think that it's your arm that brought this one to be. If you had not struggled, you would have had food for those 4 years. This thing would still have happened. I don't know whether you got what I said there. God knows the vex. No one has said no the vex. If you are a child of God walking in righteousness, make mistake, he knows how to. As you run, you do leg like this, you will fall down. Boy, I said, sorry, though. Get up. Sit down. Say, I know they sit down. Oh, yeah, I won't run. Okay. Begin running again. Bam, you fall down. You will keep falling. You'll be going around in circles. You know? Going around in circles and falling and falling and falling. Finally, the season will appear. The door will open. Then those who don't know God will now say, ha! I continue to fall and to rise. And I was going around in circles. Finally, the season came. Brethren, don't stop going around in circles. Keep on falling and keep rising. God said, look at this guy. He was falling because he wouldn't sit down. I told him to sit. He kept on falling. I gave him a small job. And I said, occupy with this job until I come. He has started 10 businesses. Everyone failed. Some, I said, this is a small business. Do it and let it grow. He has applied in jobs 20 different places. And he kept failing. Finally, going around in circles, the season arrived that I wanted him to wait for in that job. I don't know whether you get what I say. I wanted him to wait for a season in that job. Well, the season has come. Let's move him into that season. He's a good guy. He's just confused, but he's a good guy. Then he starts testifying. Hallelujah. Don't ever stop writing those applications. Because I wrote 20. God said, I didn't want you to write any. I said, you just sit down here. And start testifying. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Write one application. Write the next. Don't give up. Keep writing. One may fail. Second one may fail. The third one may fail. Because those 25 failed because I said they must fail. Because if anyone succeeded, you will walk out of where I wanted that appointed season to meet you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, listen, the main message I want to pass across to you today, as I leave, I said there are two things. There's God's general agenda. That's not our main focus. All right? I just want to introduce something about the power of God. But for you to know that when God called you, he sets seasons in your life. There's an appointed season for everything. And I said, once you have removed the ministry of the world, are you hearing me? And you are following the ministry of God, there is nothing you can ever imagine that God is not going to bring into your life in its due season. In its due what? Season. In his appointed time. He said, once you have that vision, write it down. It has an appointed time. Even though it tarries, don't be worried. Because eventually it will come. And in its season, it will not delay. Are you getting my point? Listen, that's why, even as a preacher, I know T.D. Jakes, I like to tell this story. Two stories I like to tell. One is T.D. Jakes, the other is, what's the name of this, our brother? Ron Kenoly. I like telling those stories. Ron Kenoly wanted, I mean, you know his music. He's a musician. He wanted to sing praises to God. After I gave life to Christ, so many things in his life, he went to Bible school. After that, he joined the church and took up the appointment as what they call a music pastor. Are you getting my point? Now, as a music pastor, all he did was take care of the choir, lead praise worship on Sunday. But he wanted to sing. Do you get my point? So he kept on writing letters to recording companies. He would send his demo tapes, sent to them, and all of them replied, all of them replied, we are not interested in new artists in this season. In this our appointed time, your time is now appointed with us. Are you getting what I'm saying? All of them replied, every single one. There was a reply he got that finally frustrated him. That is, I don't know whether it's the fifth or the sixth or the seventh. But that day, the Holy Spirit finally got across to him. Listen, I told you the major problem God has with us is to persuade us to just relax. So sometimes he has to frustrate you until you forcefully relax out of frustration. There are two kinds of relaxations. There's one out of understanding. There's one out of frustration. You are tired. Even you give up. God said, good. We lock you in jail. You start negotiating. Like Joseph. No be me. Na lie. No be me. No be me. You start negotiating. Out of frustration, this brother gave up. That day, he entered into the church. Said, God, nobody wants to listen to me. There's one person that can't run. Now you. You will listen to me by force today. So he sat down on the piano and began to play. He said he played and played and sang and sang. And he kept on singing. He sang until he was exhausted. He left the piano and fell on the floor. And continued to sing there. When he finished, he got up and told God, I'm not writing anybody any letter again. Thank you very much. He now began to occupy. As a music pastor, he now began to what? Occupy. So one day, Domoe walked into the service. Just to attend church, like everybody else. And who was leading praise worship? The music pastor. I will come into your presence, Lord. I don't know whether that's the song he sang, but you know what I'm saying? But the church was just going, ah! And this man looked and said, my God, this is anointing. At the end of the service, he went, shook his hand. Hello, I'm Domwen. Oh, where's Michael Kuma, one of the two of them, I'm sure. And said, I'm one of the executive directors of Hosanna Music. I wanted to pray about recording an album with us. He didn't write anybody. I heard the testimonies from his mouth directly when he came to Lagos then. He said, that was one thing I never had to pray about. Pray about what? The vision is for an appointed time. When the appointed time came, what are we praying about again? Listen, the second album he released with them became the best-selling praise and worship album ever. Now, the name Ron Kenoly, if you see a new album by Ron Kenoly, you buy it first before you know whether it's good or it's not good. No, so. Appointed time. There is a time appointed. I discovered that and I believe very strongly. In each season, please go and listen to our two messages on how to wait for God. I have about three of them. How to wait for God. Waiting for God. It's important. Because waiting for God does not mean we are not doing anything. He said, in this season, I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men to occupy themselves. Listen, that's why Solomon said, because the season is going to come with or without them. So that's why it is. There's nothing better than in whichever season they are in, they learn to rejoice and do good and to enjoy the work of that labor for that season. I don't know whether you hear what I'm saying. That is, there's nothing like, hey, I'm struggling now, I'm suffering now, so that tomorrow, no. God says, in this season, settle down, scheme to be okay. What are you hearing? I'm saying? That your suffering now is not what is bringing the season that's coming to pass. It's not. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Listen, that's why you have to be careful when you are following principles in this world. There are people that God said, stop saving that money. Listen, sufficient unto the day. Please, I told you, following God will make you do things that are out of secular order. I told a man came to me once. He said, if you contribute 500 naira a month towards this insurance, this thing, at the end of so years, we'll give you, I think he said 15 years, I was going to get 150,000 naira or so. I said, oh boy, my salary currently is 6,000 naira. 6,000 naira. 6,000 naira. What did I say? I should give you 500 naira. He said, it's an investment for the future. I said, listen, my friend, in 15 years' time, that money is going to be changed. Sufficient unto the day, I told him, is the evil thereof. 500 naira at that time, I told him simply, will be worth more, was worth more than what 10,000 will be in that 15 years. And it's hardly. The story I'm telling you was in 1995, 96. What year are we now? This is 16 years after. Is that also? The man said, hey, you give me 150,000 in 15 years. If I decide to buy two brand new tires for my car, I'm not lying to you, each one costs 75,000 15 years after. I would have felt like a fool if I gave him my 500 naira of those days to collect the price of two tires in 15 years' time. See, divine principles there. You have to be careful. But the season will come in which God says, no, I have given you plenty of money. Don't eat everything. Keep this aside so that I will use this for... Are you getting what I'm saying? So you can't make a rule. You must put money aside. You never can tell in case of the future. Solomon said, it is good and crucial that you are satisfied and you enjoy yourself in this season. You know, God has blessed me, amen? But I don't mean financially. I mean with faith. Men who earn twice what I earn don't live half as comfortably as I do. And I'm not lying about it. I'm not lying about it. Do you know why? Because there's something they don't know that I know. And that life has appointed times. There are prayers I don't even pray because the time I know is not yet right. There are prayers I don't pray. I need the season is not yet. You know, I told you that Omega Channel, they are still advertising this morning. We're saying Galaxy something. 400 million viewers all over America. This and this. Listen, the money they are asking for is not more than we are paying DSTV people. Are you getting my point? So my wife said, Pastor, don't you want to preach to Americans? I said, I have nothing to tell them yet. If you give us 10 million naira cash now, I will not pay to be on Galaxy covering from southern Canada down to the whole of Mexico. I said simply, I am not interested. I don't pray about it. The season has not, the vision may be there, but I said it's for what? An appointed time. And I don't perceive that the appointed time is now. Why do I live comfortably than most of those people? It is simple. There are things that drain their funds that don't drain mine. Simply because I know that the appointed time has not come. One day, one of my seniors saw me. He said, how do you know that like this your cow? Come now, talk to me now. This job is what both of us do. How do you manage? One of my colleagues in the office. I said something to him. I said, sir, I'm not building a house. He said, my brother, not true. He said, 6 years, my brother, 6 years. Next time I saw him, he had learned the lesson. He told me that he got tired. Seeing driving one old punkrek, I said, okay, you're on your own. I'm not with you. I'm building my house in 12 months. I've told you, I've not started it. I don't know when I will. But as God lives, it's 12 months. January to December. For the abundance of prosperity. Why? Because he said, behold, in each appointed time, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Anything God doesn't give me easily now, he doesn't want me to do yet. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. A lot of reasons, the major reason why a lot of people are in distress is because they are carrying a vision and forcefully trying to execute it today when God said, just write it down. Just write it down. Just write it down. Just write it down. You know, I was sharing something with them in that full gospel 2 days ago. I said, you know, recently, that was the day before that I was driving. There's something my wife and I do it. My wife listens. I just tell my wife, I say, if the Lord just gave me 200 million naira, what will I do with it? And she said, yeah, Pastor, tell me. As I was saying, you know now, I will do that. As I was driving down around that presidential, as I was turning from Presidential Road into Rangers, as I was turning in, around that traffic light, one thought came to my mind. Okay, if I gave you 200 million naira now, what will you do? Fine. So, now that I have not given you 200 million, it is impossible, Shay. I got the point. It is not impossible. I just need to ask for it. I don't know whether I get what I'm saying. 200 million naira is not God. Anything that 200 million naira can do, God can double do. So the reason why I don't have it or I'm not executing it is not because I don't have 200 million, but because it is not the appointed time. Therefore, I said, I'm not playing that joke again. Anything I want, and all those dreams, you understand? They are for what? Appointed time. So if they come, I write them down. I'm going to soon give Bishop a job. We'll sit down. No, he's an architect. This is the kind of house I want to live in. Draw it. Just draw it. Then we'll print it. It's for an appointed what? Time. Then we'll put it in the file. I don't mean that we'll sit down there and be looking at it. How I call it to be. You will come forth. I pull you out of this paper onto the earth. Those are acts of... Let me not stop talk. They are acts of unbelief. I know you think they are acts of faith. They are not. You are preoccupied with things that are not for the season. When you are supposed to occupy with this. So if you want a house that has 10 rooms, 3 sitting rooms, a big courtyard at the back, and all of that. Fine. Draw it. Keep it there. Then turn to the small house you have with 2 bedrooms, a half kitchen, and a half sitting room. And nice it up so well that kings will want to sleep there. Don't spend your day dreaming of what that house will look like when the one you have here, your friends don't want to enter. Because it is dirty, it is filthy. They have nowhere comfortable to stay when they come. And you are dreaming, when I have 10 rooms in that house, all of you are going to come that time. The reason why they are not coming now is that this one you have is not, it doesn't welcome them. Why? You spend all your time, you wake up in the morning, my room number one. I speak to you. Your curtain shall be lilac. And turquoise shall be the color of your carpet. I speak to you. I call you to be. Your door shall be of mahogany. Listen, I don't care what you say. That's not Christianity. It's not Christianity. Believe me. It's not Christianity. The Bible says you will live in houses you did not build. You know there are better houses than you have imagined. You know they are out there. Some of them God has built for you. There are things you will not see until you enter into your own house and you find it is there. You will have to ask the architect, what is this? He will tell you what it does. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what you can ask or even think. Let me summarize it. I want to go. I don't like to overshoot time. This is the point I'm making. Your life has seasons. And the thing you are dreaming of is inferior to what God will do. Once you have cleaned your mind away from the ministry of the world. Are you getting my point? Forget about being called the 10th richest man in America or in Nigeria, Africa. It's not the issue. Listen. All those so-called valuation of riches. There are some truth in them. What I mean by truth in them is this. It's just the amount of responsibility a man is carrying. It's not the amount of money he has to spend. I hope you understand what I'm saying. They tell you that Dangote is worth, is it 12 billion, 16 billion, they said. It's not the amount of money he has to spend. It's the amount of salaries he has to pay. I hope you get what I'm saying. So, look. Anything you can imagine, you're not competing with Dangote. But if you have dreams, one day they will value your dreams and say, $600 million. I don't know. Yeah, God bless you for saying that. Amen. I said one day they it's not your business. One day this man, Paul Getty, JP Getty, then richest man in the world, said the day he found out he was the richest man in the world was the day he bought a newspaper. He just picked up a paper and looked at it. He saw his face on the cover, richest man in the world. That's why I get money. As far as I was concerned, he said I was just doing business. They said I was the richest man in the world. I did not know. Are you following my point? Whatever it is you can dream of, that vision is for what? An appointed time. And what appointed time means is that the time is appointed. And when that time reaches, it will come. Until that time, you occupy this season. And make sure you find joy and gladness in it. Any job you are doing, and it is just you are just grumbling and complaining, you don't like it at all, leave it. Find the one you like. I'm not saying the one that pays more. Some people, their joy and complaining or, their grumbling is because of, the money is not much. It's a good job, but the money is not much. So they whine and complain. That is the ministry of the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But you find the one you like to do and you are glad and you are doing it and you are happy. Listen to me. One day your own domain will also walk in. I told the story of the other day. Tunde Bakari was saying that, God, if you bless me, this is what we like to do. And the man of God prayed for him. And the following week, they sacked him. And he said, what? He went and told the pastor, Ogasio, last week I told the Lord I will serve him properly if he blessed me financially. This week he rewarded me with a sack. And the pastor laughed. And he said, what is so funny? The man said, the kind of plans you have, they don't pay those things as salaries. The Lord just sacked you into liberty. Now you have the freedom to be blessed. Before there was any 700 naira a month. This was many years ago. A few weeks down the line, he started his private practice. The first brief they paid him for, they paid him 25,000 naira. 3 years' salary was paid to him once. Because the appointed time had come. How many of you ever heard of Skoda? Skoda. Tunde Bakare brought Skoda into Nigeria. No, I'm telling you. So, when the season came, do you follow my point? It's not struggles. Your season will come. Like I told that young man that time, I said, my crucial issue is I must not die before my season. The order it will not come, forget that one. That was settled before I married my wife. Well, not that I knew the season will come, I wouldn't have married her because I would have lied to her. And I said, I did not lie. No, I used to tell God, if you don't want to bless me, just let me know early. I won't marry. I promise you. I won't punish any woman. I won't punish any children. I will go into the wilderness. Locust, wild honey. Any goat that crosses my path, I kill it, remove his skin, tie on a wrapper. As I have no problem with it, too. Just make sure you let me know. Once you give me a wife, no. I must be blessed. And he gave me a wife, he gave me children. Do I need to tell you again that I am blessed? Season. Tell your neighbor, season. Say, appointed time. It's coming. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads to pray then. Say, Father, we give you thanks.